I'm currently living in a northern part of the Gaza Strip called Beit Hanun. And it was around, I was actually in my home at 1 in the morning, just got ready to go to sleep, when there was a big, loud boom, I guess what you might describe as a sonic boom, so loud and so deep, you know, that actually you could feel the vibrations throughout the house and like in your bones, actually. And but immediately, about half the household was asleep already. And they all sort of came running out, and I was asking, what was it, what was it? And, of course, this is the sound that they're used to. I mean, that's one thing that sort of shocks you when you first come to Gaza, and you hear, you pretty much hear bombing or shooting, you know, every day. It could be every couple of days. They call it the music of Gaza. so they, of course, immediately knew what it was. And on the one hand, are shocked and upset every time. And on the other hand, they're used to it. And I was amazed at how quickly they got back to normal, actually. But they immediately started calling around, trying to figure out exactly what it was, where was it, how close was it. And as we quickly learned, as we started calling around to neighbors and going outside, there had been a number of strikes by the Israeli forces, including one that was very close to where I was living. They're actually relatively close to the Israeli border. And there was a house just a couple of streets away that had been hit. And there's about 10 people injured. Well, actually, in that area, in that house, a couple people who were injured, and one child who was taken away to the hospital, and then we learned had been killed. And then we also, as we started calling around and checking out other people, we learned that there had been a number of strikes, actually 7 in total, in different parts of Gaza, and mostly around near the border. In my case, it was very near the Israeli border in the northern part. The area is crossing into Gaza, but also there were some strikes in the Rafah area, which is near the crossing from Egypt. Nobody seems to really think that there's another war on the way. They say Israel does that with no warning. But there does seem to be a strategy to keep the people uncertain, in fear, constantly sort of wondering what the next thing might be. So they don't come under criticism internationally for another invasion, full-fledged invasion, but the people are in a constant state of fear because they don't know when the next where the next attack might be. And this is happening when, you know, in the rest of the Arab world, the world is completely focused on what's happening in Egypt, what's happening in Tunisia, and sort of ignoring what's happening here. And I think Israel realizes that. And they can do this then without having much criticism leveled at them.
Our listeners may have heard yesterday we aired your report on what Gazans think about whether there might be another war coming, and they can listen to that on our archives. But I wanted to ask you about these strikes, about where these strikes were. The Israeli Defense Forces say that these strikes were in response to 5 rockets and mortars being fired on Israel on Tuesday. So they've fired on tunnels and 2 other sites used by militants. But I've also seen reports that said that a medical office was destroyed. What do you know about what the targets were?
Yeah, I don't have complete information other than what we are hearing from people and what I've read from the Palestinian press and the other areas. But I can confirm that one of the targets was a warehouse where medical supplies were stored. And as I mentioned, one of the hits, I think it may have been inadvertent, I don't know, was a home that was very near that warehouse. There has been some sort of miscellaneous rocket fire from, I don't believe from Hamas, but from other factions that Hamas cannot control completely. But what Israel does then in response to that is to hit targets that clearly are not military in nature. Yes, there have been bombing of the tunnels. What people have to realize, though, for instance, is that really for about a 2-week period of time, the tunnels were completely closed because the Bedouins in Egypt, who usually smuggle through the tunnels, were too scared to come to the area because of the unrest that was going on.